each individual has the measure of faith, and each individual has the evidence of creation by which to know that there is a Creator God. What an individual does with these revelations determines whether the Holy Spirit can work with them to receive the message of the gospel of Christ when they hear it. So the Holy Spirit draws us when we draw to Him. James 4:8. When we hunger and thirst for the Lord, we are filled. Matthew 5:6. The ball is in our court as our Lord has done everything He can do for us to be saved. This is an intentional tautology by Christ Jesus. He is teaching them and us that He is God. Who sent Jesus? Who is Jesus' Father? Who is the express image of the Father? Who shed His blood? Who suffered in body? Who died? Who rose again? Who raised Him? Who has all power in heaven and earth? Who was lifted up? Who draws all men to Him? The reason so many Trinitarians get confused is that they don't know who's on first. The Lord Jesus Christ is on first, and there is no one on second or third. For those who haven't heard, the Holy Spirit Father incarnated Himself in the body of Jesus. So, it was the Holy Spirit Father saying and doing what we heard and saw from Christ Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit Father who left Jesus' body at the moment our sins were poured into Him on the cross. It was why Jesus cried out in that separation. To see Jesus only as Son and not Father is to minimize who He was, who He is, and to deny Him the total glory that is due Him. Jesus was God with us in flesh, Emmanuel. His Holy Spirit is God with us in spirit. It will be His Spirit in us that raises us and transforms us at His appearing.